glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Our guest today on Mark and Friends is Bob Holmes. Bob has taken his love of volleyball and he uses it as a springboard to share the gospel and the hope of Jesus. Welcome, Bob, to Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bob, let's go over your ministry. It's kind of unique, but tell us the full scope of it.
Okay. I ended up wanting to reach people with the gospel back in 1983. And in 78, I started traveling as an evangelist, and then I wanted to reach people and saw the burden kids are going through with suicides. More of them killed themselves last year now than what died of COVID in the whole world. And I said, Lord, is there a way I can get in front of the young people across America? And I never dreamed that 6,000 schools would have me in as a one-man volleyball team, where I go into the school, play a girls' team, boys' team, and teachers' team, and then speak about vaping, drugs, alcohol, suicide, and all the things that are killing the kids. And then I invite them to a gospel rally at night where the church rents a gym. And when I'm there in the area, we're going to show the video of playing the Vikings. And I'm going to bring a message that is so powerful that we'd love to have you there. And I'm sure you'll get the details from Donna, but I am very excited to be in the town and hoping to open up a lot of doors. God gave me 6,000 gyms, 6 million people, and more games than anyone's played in history, and that's why I made it into the Ripley's Believe It or Not book. And it's all God. To God be the glory. 100,000 have asked Christ to save them since the 9/11 tragedy.
That's amazing. Now, do you beat any of these teams that you're playing?
Out of the 20,000 games, there have been 470 losses since 1983, because when I started, I had a back problem and I was trying to get in shape and play volleyball like a chiropractor said I should do. And then once I started feeling better, I just kept it up. And then I thought this could be an exhibition like the Globetrotters. So I took it to all these 6,000 gyms.
That's amazing. So this is a public school. You're invited into the public school. You do this exhibition, and then you give a message about suicide and also bullying. You've put that into your message as well.
Right, and vaping is a real cry of people now, because kids that are 15 years old now have an 80-year-old lung, and they can't walk up steps. And one girl said she was in the hospital for 18 days, and she was throwing up every 15 minutes. And because the lung gets coated with oil-based substance, which the advertisers will never tell a person, and they make it smell like mango because sin fascinates and then it assassinates. And it smells delicious, one girl said, but I had no idea that I would need oxygen at the age of 20. Another person was in an ambulance going to the hospital, and they said, please don't let me fall asleep, because if I fall asleep, I'll be dead when I get there, because I'm so in such bad shape. And the thousands and thousands of people that vape have no idea, because the advertisers don't tell them where it all ends up, because they want to make big dollars. And it's so sad, because all over the country, people are now having to go on oxygen at a young age. And both lungs have collapsed in some of them. And so this oily-based substance makes it turn white. And the other issue that's really a powerful issue in schools is the bullying. And I talk about bullying in the schools. And then on the internet chat rooms, watch out for predators, because they'll make you send a picture. And then they'll say, all right, if you don't send me a worse picture, then I'm going to post the first one all over the internet. And because it's in a bad picture, they don't want to have it spread. So then they send a worse picture. Then they say, all right, if you don't send us a certain amount of money, we're going to post both pictures. And then many of them right after that have lost their value and worth. And they need Christ so bad, because they find out they feel valueless. And they many of them have killed themselves after they get in that spot where these predators know just how to get their attention, because they make it seem like they're one, you know, somebody their own age. And it's so devastating. I mean, just like trafficking is. And so my heart breaks for the kids all over the country. And so we're having this meeting to try to launch more assemblies in your area and get more churches aware of it and more Christians aware of it.
So, Bob, we'll be holding a planning meeting. Now, this is for pastors and ministry leaders. It's May 4th at the Passfield Baptist Church. They're located at 411 West Lenox in Springfield. So, Bob, why bring a volleyball player to Springfield? And let's hear your testimony and the message about beating the odds.
Yes, because the only way anybody can beat the odds is to have Christ in the heart and save them from sin, because who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. So without Christ, you know, a person can do nothing, because the Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. But he also says, all things are possible with me. With me, nothing is impossible. So literally, they can't pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. They have to have the Savior in their heart. And when that happens, God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, comes to live in them. And what can be accomplished when one of the Trinity lives inside of us? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God. And so the Holy Spirit comes in the moment you trust Christ. So I'm able to give a message to them that the God of all creation can now live inside of you and give you a power you never had by yourself. And that's the way to beat the odds. There's no human way to do it. Otherwise, we get the credit. Remember, even in our salvation, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if we were going to heaven because we did this and we did that, then our works get the glory. But God says, if I went to the cross and had a crown of thorns, my back beaten, my face spit at, my beard pulled out, and on the cross with all my skin hanging in ribbons from 39 whips with the cat of nine tails, and don't you think that what it must do to the heart of God for us to think we have anything to do with our salvation when he went through all that for us? And so the message I want to get to people is that he who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And when they see Christ on the cross, they can invite him to be their Savior. Then God lives in them to show them what is right and wrong. Because most kids nowadays don't care if they get a lung that's 80 years old, because they don't even care if they're alive. So once they ask Christ to save them, they got a purpose on living. And I got saved at 15 and finally had a purpose. And the biggest purpose I have is, yes, to stop the vaping and the drugs and the alcohol, but to do it with Christ in the heart of people.
What a great word. That is a perfect word for us. Thinking also maybe throughout the years, people who have been a part of seeing your presentation, do they ever come back and tell you their testimonies? Can you share a few of them with us?
Oh, my. I've got so many emails. One boy was going to hang himself on his birthday to make a point a week after my assembly. He wrote me on his birthday, today I was going to make my point and my life, but instead, on my birthday today, I've asked Christ to save me.
Double birthday.
Yeah, that's right. And I went away saying it was worth it all 6 million for that one boy. Another one said I swallowed rat poison because I heard it leaked out through my body and I could cover pain with pain. And the bullies are so painful to me that I wanted pain in my veins. And so for 3 months, he suffered pain from the rat poison. But he said I was away from the bullies. But then he came to find out that Christ died for him, and that took his pain for his sin on the cross. And so now he says, I don't have to cover pain with pain anymore because Jesus took my pain. And I have moving emails like that everywhere.
So wonderful. So good to know there's someone out there caring about the kids and wanting them to move into a better place mentally and spiritually, and be in that fulfillment of what we get in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I am into that. And I appreciate your heart about that and what you stand for there. And it's just amazing. If everybody goes to my Christian site, I have a school site, but that's all secular to get assemblies during the day. Then they all get invited to a gospel rally at night where I play the Police and Fire. And I've played the Bills, the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Vikings. You'll see an actual game of me against the professional teams at boboutreach.com. Think of it this way. Bob has an outreach to schools, so it's called boboutreach.com. And when you go there, you'll see the Vikings playing me, and you'll hear sermons. And after the Vikings, there were several hundred saved that night. And you'll get to see the action there, and I'd love to see you on this date we're having.
No, wait a minute. Okay, I'm wrapping my brain around this, Bob, but you went and you played volleyball with professional teams?
Yeah, against them. Me on one side of the net playing against six on the other, and there's about 11 professional teams like the Patriots, the Steelers, the Miami Dolphins, Toronto Blue Jays, Buffalo Bills three times, and I beat them all. No, not one pro team has beat me yet. Now, the Orioles had Cal Ripken playing and all the Hall of Famers, and they played volleyball on the sand to stay in shape for baseball. And so, literally, that game went to 26-26, and finally, I got them by 2 points because I wanted to go through my whole career beating not letting any pro team, because it makes the next one want to play me to get a crowd there to hear the gospel. And so it makes it where if I lost one game, they wouldn't be quite as motivated now to be the only team that would ever beat me. So they, a lot of them are very athletic and competitive, and they say, we want a chance to beat the guy. Now, this is the miracle of it all. I'm still beating 20-year-old athletes and into whatever, pro teams, and my age is turning 68 May 1st.
That's amazing. That's the grace of God to keep you going, because I'm sure this is certainly a draw whenever, you know, you're put out there saying, hey, Bob's playing volleyball. I'm sure people want to come and see it.
Yes, and that's the motive, is that God be elevated, because the older I get and do this, the more they realize it has to be God doing it. And he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. So as long as I keep giving God the credit, he'll keep helping me do this ministry, whether I win or lose. But I'm still winning most of the games and playing. I had 19 games in Mississippi last week, and 180 got saved in five assemblies, including a prison. Boy, and to think that God at my age is allowing me to play all these young guys day and night, and still doing that. And I will tell you this, seeing an inner city school that was one of the toughest ones in Jackson, Mississippi, had allowed me to preach, and 90 of those students got saved when they were worried about maybe there'll be a gang fight or whatever, and 90 of them received the Lord. And the teachers came up to me saying, wow, the power of God was here.
Wow, isn't that exciting? What a unique ministry. Who would have thought your love of volleyball could really transition into something like that? So what we're talking about, again, is coming up this Saturday. It's an opportunity to meet Bob, hear more of his story. And this would be for pastors, ministry leaders, and just maybe anyone interested in inviting Bob to come and share in a local ministry. So he would get into the schools, and then perhaps you would then host the kids that would want to come in your location. That's how it works, right?
Yes, except a local church brings me in to preach as an evangelist on Sunday, and I go through Thursday in front of 8 or 10 schools, play 2 games in each school. So I end up with 30 to 40 games in a week, but it's worth every second, because by having fun with them in the school, like when I play the teachers, I'll say no homework if I beat them, and then they start cheering and screaming. And I'll say the teachers do not know why you're cheering, because you don't do your homework anyway.
It's
so much fun, and there's laughter and entertainment, and then they really try to beat me. And halfway through the game, I'll say, now, how are you going to go around? And one guy thought I was 35. I mean, it doesn't appear at 67. And so one guy, you know, when I said this, he nearly fell over playing me with the team. And I said, now, if you guys win, you get to say we beat a 67-year-old grandfather.
Oh, wow. So it's a good time for everyone. And then an opportunity to come to then a different location and hear the good news of Jesus.
A church brought me in, and I did eight or nine schools during the daytime of Monday through Thursday. They, by faith, rented the biggest gym in the area that sat 2,500 people. And the pastor said, if we fill up this one side, I'll be so happy. And there were over 2,500 there with standing room. And then I said, if you've asked Christ to save you and you meant it with all your heart, now you heard about the crown of thorns, the back beaten, the face spit at, and all the things they did to the Savior to pay the price for your sins. If you want to ask Christ to save you, you can invite him to. You don't have to know a theological prayer. The thief on the cross just said, remember me. And so all you need to do is say, God, I'm a sinner. You're a holy God. I deserve judgment. And I receive what your son did on the cross to pay the price for me. Then I'll say, if you've asked Christ to save you, fold one of the corners of the card so the local church can encourage you and follow you up in the home. And in that particular meeting, there were 900 folded cards. I'm going to say this and one more thing. There was so many folded cards that the church said it's going to take us a year to get to everybody. 6 months later, they got to a home finally that was waiting for them to come. And, oh, yeah, we remember that volleyball guy's message. Come on in. And then the whole family asked Christ to save them. So you just never know what's going to happen. And lastly, I got a call this year. Oh, this is so amazing. And a guy called me on the phone at 1 a.m. crying his heart out. He said, do you remember when you came to a school in our area where my son begged me to come? And I came in an atheist. And he heard the message of the cross, and his son got saved and his wife got saved. But he refused to receive Christ. So several years went by. And then he told me the most precious story on the phone at 1 a.m. My wife is now dead today by cancer, and I'm going to be able to see her in heaven because what you gave in that gospel rally stuck with me all these years, and I did respond to the gospel. And because of that gym night when I turned off the Lord for a long time, finally that cross message just kept working on my heart, and now I'll see my wife in heaven forever.
So it's adults getting saved, it's kids getting saved, whole families.
Yes, and when people go to the Globetrotters, they're 5 years old to 90, but they're not getting the gospel. So when I come in the community, the whole church invites the whole town and the fire department to play me, where we honor them for risking their lives and walking into fire for us. And I give them a standing ovation with the audience. They ought to be paid more than an NBA player. And they all say, yeah, they walk into fires for us. And then we take a love offering for them at the big community rally. So it's like the Globetrotters, a love offering to the fire department and all the families coming in from the town, as many as we can get there.
Sounds like a wonderful way to bring a community together and hear the good news of Jesus. So again, this is Bob Holmes we're talking about here on Mark and Friends, and he is coming into the Springfield area hoping for a planning meeting for pastors and ministry leaders. This is May 4th, and the host church is Passfield Baptist Church. It's 411 West Lenox in Springfield. Bob shares how to beat the odds, and you're invited to this light breakfast to hear Bob's message. It starts at 9 a.m. Again, it's Saturday, May the 4th, and this is at the Passfield Baptist Church. Hey, Bob, give us your contact information and, again, all that information on how to watch you play these professional teams.
Yes, if you go to boboutreach.com, and share it with your pastors and everything, they'll see me playing the Minnesota Vikings and then giving a message and talking about the background and showing some of the action and some of the message I give the students. And you'll see a video right there. And it's called boboutreach.com. And when you get there, just click the arrow, watch the video that pops up on the home page. And then if you want to hear sermons, you can go to the tab at the top of boboutreach.com and click sermons that I preached that I pray will encourage your heart a lot.
Thank you so much, Bob, for being a part of Mark and Friends. And we'll look forward to seeing what the Lord wants to do in Central Illinois.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. Coming up tomorrow, Pastor Jason and the team that gather in Champaign at the Salvation Army. You're going to be able to hear their Bible study. Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.